Hello, and welcome back to Reservoir's Bible Guide podcast for Lent 2018. This year, during the Lenten season, we're exploring the book of Revelation, focusing on our identity as children of God in a fractured world, and looking for hope as we resist the worst of our times and let Jesus center us. My name is Helen Lee, and I'm on staff here at Reservoir Church. This year's Bible Guide was written by Steve Watson, senior pastor at Reservoir, and I'm happy to share it with you here in podcast form. Thanks for joining us. Reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14 through 22. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the origin of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. You do not realize that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Some points of interest here. Laodicea. So wealthy it once refused Roman aid after an earthquake, this city was also known for its century's version of banking, wool, and ophthalmology industries, which John plays on in verse 18. Quote, words of the Amen. This whole line emphasizes Jesus' dependability and faithfulness and creative capacity. Because you are lukewarm. There were hot springs 6 miles from Laodicea. By the time those waters reached the city, they were lukewarm and diseased. You got sick if you drank them. In the first century, lukewarm was not a metaphor for indifference. This is a picture of being unhealthy, not vital. I am rich. These folks appear to be healthy and well and have all they need. People have commented that the 21st century developed world receives revelation as Laodiceans. We are historically wealthy, healthy, and self-sufficient. Poor, blind, and naked. But these people are spiritually and psychologically impoverished. Their interior condition is vulnerable and empty. Various scripture passages and psychological theories have language for inner health and vitality. The New Testament author Paul speaks to the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The modern internal family systems model, a psychotherapy approach, describes people who have calmness, clarity, compassion, confidence, courage, and connectedness. But those of us who are materially wealthy often lack many of these things. Buy from me gold. Jesus says this inner wealth and rightness, or purity and sight, is available from connection with him. I am standing at the door knocking. Jesus is available but will not force entry. God is gentle, does not insist on God's own way. What the Spirit is saying to the churches. Michael Gorman summarizes the message of the seven letters as this. Listen for the Spirit of God identifying our own church's peculiar unholy spirit and offering us the presence and grace of Christ to transform us into a more faithful people of God, wholehearted, characterized by faithfulness and fearlessness, devotion to Jesus but not to the state, and a preference for the poor rather than the rich. A spiritual exercise. This week, we have the image of Jesus knocking at our door and of Jesus pictured as a strong lion and also as a vulnerable slaughtered lamb, being our picture of the nature of God and sitting at the center of our worship, So this week, we invite you to welcome Jesus to knock on your door, to center your life, and to shape your vision of God. Consider the image of Jesus knocking, asking you to have Jesus in for a meal. Picture this in your imagination. Will you open the door or not? Why is that? What inner vitality and wealth are you lacking? What would Jesus like to grow in you? And a direction for prayer. Pray that in an age of material prosperity and spiritual poverty, that your church will be deeply responsive to the voice of Jesus, known for people who have wealth of spirit, beautiful and unusual goodness, and clear sight.